from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back to pass on a three-step drop. Here comes Rousseau, and he's got him again for a sack. Two sacks for Greg Rousseau. That's two sacks on the day already. Fields takes the handoff, fakes the option and keeps it, but the Bills are wise to the play, and they wrestle him to the ground for a loss of 10. Joe Andreessen, Jamarcus Ingram, and a cavalcade of Bills on the scene to make the play. It's a turnover on downs.
The defense came out with a purpose, and they understood the plan. They understood what they wanted to get done. What Coach Babish and the defensive staff, I thought, put together a good game plan. We didn't do a lot, but we allowed our players to play, and they played.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
And they played. I like that. Hey, our guys played. That's correct. They did.
They did.
Hey, it's Jeremy and Joe.
Some of them.
Josh Allen did not. That's right.
So some of them did not play.
That's okay. Were you disappointed?
I was.
I mean, I wanted to see the starting offense, but whatever.
Okay, it was like a 15-second adventure of, oh, wait, no Allen? Wait, did something happen in warm-ups that I missed? Check Twitter? No? Then, oh, okay. Probably good he's not playing.
Yeah, the rain.
Very quickly got to, it's probably good he's not playing. He shouldn't be playing in the preseason in the first place.
I don't know if I mentioned out on the air going into the game on like Friday, but I thought a good joint practice could probably serve as what he needed to do.
Yeah.
And they, by all accounts, had a pretty good joint practice on Thursday. So, no Allen.
It is funny what keeps him out of games, though. Like the quarter coming to zero gets him out, not the drive ending in the first game.
Yep.
And then here it rained before the game. Like that's it. That's all it took. It's not that important. Like we want him getting these reps. Our plan was to get him these reps, but rained in the warm up. No, we're not doing it.
Well, we've pretty much seen that game, that Steelers Bills game, was a exercise in, you know, maybe preseason games should only be two quarters long.
Yeah,
both like, those teams were running for the bus.
Yes, maybe like running clock.
Except
or
for
something.
Joe Andreessen, who was a terror out there.
Yeah,
super fun to watch. 803-0550, good morning. We'll chat with Sal at 8 o'clock. We'll break down the second preseason game as best we can, get you some stuff around the league. It was a busy weekend in the league. Some bigger stories, you know, young quarterback stuff. Gardner Minshew is a starter again. Okay.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix looks
good. Might
be good.
Pretty good.
I've seen my first prediction that Bo Nix is the best of the quarterbacks.
Wow.
At least in year one.
Oh, okay.
Because he has Sean Payton, right? He's got an offensive coach. The other guys have defensive coaches.
Who made this prediction?
That would have been Colin Cowherd that I saw make that prediction, that Bo Nix was going to be the best quarterback in year one. That's a fairly soft prediction. You know, you're only saying it for 1 year. If you're wrong, whatever.
Was part of his thesis that he's played like 6 years of college football and he's no more, he's ready to go over all the others?
Yep. So preseason for some teams, listen, the preseason pledge exists and we'll run through that if we need to again. But the preseason means different things to different teams. And that's something we could probably acknowledge, right? If you're a team that you're just out here to see how your young quarterback looks, then it does mean more than a team that, like the Bills, you don't actually want to see your quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
Allen's not playing. Oh, good. Whereas if it was Caleb Williams is not playing, what are you talking about? I got to see my guy. I'm stalking him right now. I'm in love with him. I'm smitten by Caleb Williams. I need to see him in those preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Bears fan, it's different. If you're a Washington fan for Jaden Daniels, if you are
New England with Drake, especially the teams that have maybe a quarterback
competition,
because that's kind of Brissett and May right now. Is Denver that?
Yes, I think so. Bo Nix is going to win the second annual Kenny Pickett preseason award for having an incredible preseason.
Yeah.
As a young quarterback, and Sean Payton said he looks great, but they're not going to announce a starter. So
yeah,
for teams like that, I think there's a little bit more for the fans to chew on in the preseason. Drake May's throw to Javon Baker in the game on Thursday boosted his stock, and all of a sudden it was like, hey, May had a really strong day. Mm-hmm. How long can Jacoby Brissett keep him on the bench? So rookie quarterbacks, who else? If you have a stud running back, receiver, tight end, lineman. Like what rookie positions are you really trying to get a look at in the preseason? Quarterback, without a doubt. Past that, what?
What new type of throw can Patrick Mahomes pull off? Is the new thing for the preseason?
Yeah, behind the back.
He went with behind the back. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
To Travis Kelce, who was also playing in a preseason game, apparently.
Yeah.
Because that was important. I mean, fantasy, but that's not what the teams care about.
No, that's right.
Backup, for me, it is the depth running backs. It's the rookie running backs. It's the young guys that haven't had a chance to play yet. You know, those mid-round, late-round guys. Because every year there's, five of those guys that show up and make an impact? Like, Pacheco is the new poster boy for that as a seventh-round pick 2 years ago. But, by the way, Chiefs have a new guy. Carson Steele.
It's made up. That's not real.
Carson Steele.
You made that up.
Look him up. He's got long, flowing blonde hair.
No, that's a character in Madden.
He scored a touchdown. He's a fullback and a running back. He's returning kicks. He looks like Mike Allstott out there.
Even less believable. I do not believe he's a real person.
I drafted him in a fantasy league last night. I didn't take the preseason pledge on Carson Steele. Running backs. And for me, the Bills a little bit with Ray Davis for that. Running backs play right away in the league. And preseason, you get a little bit of a gauge of what the guy is. And, hey, there was Ray Davis on Saturday. He had one run where he made, four guys miss on the same run. So, running back, to me, with the younger guys, is a position I can really look at in the preseason.
All right.
There's a lot of running in the preseason.
That's right. Also. And especially in this Bills game, one thing that was notable from Bill Steelers is how often they were running. You know, it's also apparent why Pittsburgh wanted both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Because they wanted quarterbacks that wouldn't pass. They just, you know, Mike Tomlin loves running so much, he wanted guys that would run on passing plays.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe, really almost cannot believe, and this is going to be a commentary about Mitch Trubisky and what the Bills should do with backup quarterback too. I can't believe that these backup quarterbacks, especially ones like Trubisky is a good one here for this.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is not a backup. I guess he's a starter. It's the preseason, fellas. You've already made $48 million. And you're not going to win a job by just holding the ball all day.
All right.
Trubisky refusing to throw the ball.
Yeah.
It was Shane Buechele last week. Buechele was, buddy, throw it. Justin Fields, I could imagine his offensive coordinator screaming in the box, throw the ball.
Yeah.
We're trying to evaluate other people on the field. Could you just throw it for the sake of everybody here? There are fans in the stands. There are fathers and mothers in the stands explaining to their kids, honey, you know, sometimes they do throw the ball forward. These quarterbacks refuse. It's crazy. Whoa, we're going to manage the game in a low, what was the final score?
9-3.
Well, good
hit
thing,
that under.
Good thing everybody managed the game, guys.
Yeah.
We didn't find out about anybody but the quarterbacks and their ability to take sacks. It was incredible.
Their linemen probably are not happy because they're the ones getting embarrassed out there, like giving up all these sacks.
That's true. Some of the pass rush was incredible.
Yeah.
Another was because, well, Justin Fields is going to hold the ball for 10 seconds.
Right. Like Broderick Jones maybe doesn't get that excuse because Greg Rousseau just threw him to the side like in half a second. Yeah. Now, that one was a little different.
Rousseau looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's taking a step. Just maybe it was the way he was carrying himself on Saturday night. To me, he reminded me of Javon Kearse. Big,
wow.
Tall, lanky. I mean, Kearse was a defensive end that was just built different. They called him the freak,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And Rousseau is not necessarily your typical defensive end. He's a giant. He's huge. So he looked great.
The Steelers didn't get a pass off on 31% of their dropbacks on
Saturday
night.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Like, drop back to pass, ball never left the quarterback's hands on 31% of their dropbacks in that game. They attempted 27 passes. They were down the whole second half. The Bills only attempted 18 passes, to be fair. But they also, the Bills had a built-in excuse of one of their quarterbacks just showed up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
The Steelers, like, Wilson has been there all offseason. Fields has been getting first-team reps for 3 weeks because Wilson's been out. And, like, for me, it's more Trubisky's one thing. Trubisky, like, holy cow. That just doesn't look good to me at all. Pittsburgh, those are your two guys that you're going to want to play this year. How do they not get rid of the football when, man, like, especially Fields has always been this type of player, but you got a shot here to play for this team. How do you not uncork it a little bit and try to win the job? What are you benefiting from playing safe and taking sacks? So Pittsburgh, they got two guys that I would be, you know, not too optimistic about right now. The Bills, I think we know it would be really bad if Trubisky ever had to play. But, man, it might be really bad.
It'd be really bad,
really bad.
Well, we're about to. The potential exists. This is, again, part of the preseason pledge. And we carve out things that you can gather and things that you don't need to. They are a half of a football game away from going through the preseason without scoring a touchdown.
Yes.
They might not score a touchdown in the preseason, the Bills. And, yeah. I mean, I don't care.
Okay, are they going to score? Does it make them any less likely to score a touchdown on their first drive of the season?
No, not at all. So, you know, if I told you at the start of the preseason the Bills won't score a touchdown, you'd say, are they healthy? They're like, yeah, okay, deal. I'll sign up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson's longest pass in this game on Saturday was 12 yards. It was a dump off to a running back. He did not throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, 8 of 10 for 47.
The Bills' secondary looked like the 2000 Ravens. Every single time they drop, as you're pointing out, 31% of the dropbacks, they didn't throw the ball. I mean, man.
He did come really close to George Pickens toe-tapping that one way down the field. That was a sweet catch.
Sideline, baby. That's my 12th defender.
Yeah. So that one was a little close, but yeah. Was there a
God
Pittsburgh...
forbid you try it a second time? Hey, we were close on that one. I guess that was the only one we can try.
Yeah. No, that was it.
It's all funny. Like, the preseason for what it is, and, you know, this is the other part of it. Joe Andreessen breaking through that game was...
Mm-hmm.
Was it the best preseason game ever played because of him? It's the Joe Andreessen game.
Mm-hmm.
In a game that was 9-3, if you're a Bills fan, you know, local kid and on the team, and not only, oh, look, he's playing, he's got a uniform, but what's this? He's reading screen passes and blowing them up?
He's starting... in the first place, he's starting.
Yeah.
And I think his parents and family, like, were in the crowd. How cool is it that, like, he's out there in the first quarter? There was one series where he covered George Pickens on one play and then tackled Russell Wilson on the next one. And then, by the way, like, those weren't even his highlight reel plays. I mean, he was everywhere, every play all game.
There's one play he drags down Jalen Warren in the open field. I think it was Warren. But I thought
he chased down Fields on a fourth down quarterback run.
Blew that
and
up.
Blew it up.
I thought to myself, like, if you are Joe Andreessen, first off, like, the conversations about whether or not he's got a chance to make this team. Brian Baldinger did a breakdown of his film.
That's amazing. I didn't see that. Right. That's amazing. Like, you got to Baldy breakdown territory?
He got to Baldy breakdown territory. He's got Mina Kimes pointing out how, wow, this Andreessen kid played really well, and film clips linked in that thread.
Yeah.
So, like, Andreessen, it was what an experience that was. If you missed this game on Saturday night, you know, we're giving you the breakdown. A lot of it is, like, none of it matters. But the Joe Andreessen part did matter because – like you pointed out, he started like, oh, okay, look at him. He's in on a tackle. He's in on another tackle. He blew up a play. He blew up another play. He sheds a block and forces a running back to cut. And by the 17th play he makes, you're thinking, is he on the team?
Yeah. He wasn't even a UDFA. He was a tryout.
Yeah.
He wasn't even an undrafted free agent. I mean, he ended up eventually being a signing for that. But after rookie minicamp, he was so good at rookie minicamp. They're like, oh yeah, we'll give you a contract for training camp. And now he's built up to with injuries along the way. Because what was it? I mean, Bernard didn't play right because of the field. Yeah. I think was Bernard the only guy other than Allen that they decided not to play. Did Kincaid maybe didn't play? But Andreessen goes in because he's out, and Baylen Spector's injured again, and Morrow. But like all that factors in, right? Like if you're injured at the position. And all these guys that were fringe, you know, make the roster guys are hurt. And you go out and play three quarters and play like that. I mean, he's got that. That is right. That's where it matters is a cool story like that and a guy that could maybe earn a bottom end spot on the roster. And for him being a local kid doing it, that was a super cool night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as someone who is
watching a 9-3 preseason game, actually a little bit enjoyable.
Yes, yes, very enjoyable for me. And as someone who is occasionally cynical, especially about the preseason, like the first game, it was all about like, wow, look at Joe Andreessen living out a dream here, putting on his team's uniform, playing in a preseason game. You know, when these rosters expand, we get a chance to see that there are talented football players out there, and good for him. And it felt like the tone of that was a little bit like, well, he'll never make the team, and it's just nice for him. And then the second game has a lot of Bills fans. I wonder if McDermott gets to work today, and he's meeting with position coaches or meeting with Bean, and the first thing he says in the position in the meeting with Bean is like, well, if we cut Andreessen, they're going to kill us.
Yeah. Yeah.
He played great. He'll be, what, Earl? All right, let's get stupid. Do they win the playoff game if he's in? Like I said, let's get stupid.
Oh, my God.
Joe! You're not
put a poll,
sure.
Put a poll up.
You're
poll
not
up.
Sure.
Do they win the playoff game?
You're not
Joe
sure
Andreessen
if you want to say no because it's AJ Klein or Joe Andreessen, and you're not so sure
I'm really not that sure. I might feel better. I might feel better about it. I'd like to take a swing with him in there.
Is he the missing piece?
I mean, I'm watching one playback from Saturday where this is in the first quarter. He is getting blocked on a screen by Broderick Jones. Their starting right guard throws him off and then tackles Jaylen Warren on a screen when he was the only guy.
Yeah.
Maybe they do beat the Chiefs if he plays. I don't know. Wouldn't he be covering Travis Kelce out there? Maybe he does it. Maybe he does it. Maybe he's London Fletcher. Maybe he's an undrafted linebacker that's going to go. Well, actually, he's London Fletcher Hall of Famer. Whatever. Doesn't matter. He's new London Fletcher. I don't know. It's possible. Is it different because he's not a running back? Like the preseason pledge, the guy
believable.
We fall in love with? Because every preseason, it's, you know, sometimes it's a receiver, I guess, too, but your Joik Bells, your Christian Wades, like the running backs get a lot of run because teams run a lot in the preseason, and then they put up big numbers. Like, hey, Frank Gore Jr., over five yards a carry. Like, all right, look at this guy. Like, it's easy to fall for a running back in the preseason. I can't ever remember doing it for a linebacker where, like, hey, I can't decide if this is real or not with this linebacker in the preseason, but he might be real. He did it against their starters.
I did not plan at any point on asking you if they would have won the playoff game with Joe Andreessen.
What a question. Jeez.
I love it. It might be the new definition of let's get stupid.
Yeah, I know. That's good.
He would have been in college. A college linebacker.
Yeah.
Jeez.
They should allow that. You know, if you want to call up a kid from your college, your local college team to play for you, why not? Do they do it with backup goalies in hockey?
Oh.
Just like, hey, like the kid from Canisius is backing up today because they're out of goaltenders. Just have that. You're out of linebackers. You want to, hey, call UB up. If they got someone that can play, put them up in there. And maybe it would have worked.
Well, the WGR count, the poll is up. That's something.
Let's go.
That's something.
Number 44 also. It's a good, that's a good linebacker number. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it is. Great number altogether, 44. All right, Jeremy and Joe, good morning. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us if you'd like to. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, I suppose.
Yes.
And, you know, hanging out, talking about Joe Andreessen, among others. Ray Davis looks good.
Yes.
The offense. Trubisky, man, what are they going to do with backup quarterback? And how much should we worry about it? Allen, knock on wood, is one of the most durable quarterbacks in football.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do about backup quarterback? Trubisky is real bad.
He's bad.
Real bad.
I mean, he holds on to the football. There were plays that I saw broken down in that game that he took sacks on where you wouldn't have been able to see it because of, obviously, the camera angle just doesn't show what's happening 15 yards down the field. One of the sacks he took, Mac Hollins is standing by himself. And there's another one where he dumps it off for no game where if you look on the right, Keon Coleman, like, they just forgot to cover him. He's standing over there by himself. It brought me back to some of the old drought quarterbacks where, like, remember what it was like when guys were just wide open down the field and they never even got looked at by the quarterback? Because that's what it felt like watching Trubisky on Saturday. I don't know. You could do nothing. You could do nothing and say, well, if something happens to Josh Allen, what's the difference? You know? What's the difference? No one else is going to come in and do anything for us if it's long term. Man, but if you, especially for how tight this division might be for the first time, or not for the first time, but maybe tighter than ever, if he's had to play a couple of games, does anybody feel confident he would win one for you? If he had to play three games for you?
No.
What are they with him at quarterback? I mean, they're a horrible football team, I think, if he's playing quarterback. So, I don't know. What do you want to do? You want to go sign Ryan Tannehill right now? Is that the answer? You want to go sign Matt Barkley back for the fifth time?
Well,
like, those are your solutions,
Barkley,
if you want to do anything about it.
Barkley would fit the mold of you have to be tight with Allen, right? I mean, Tannehill doesn't want that job.
Not yet.
Barkley probably does.
What if we make it to the end of the preseason and nobody's been injured? Maybe then?
No, I'd imagine Tannehill waits.
He'd just say, I just won't sign until a starting job gets available.
Yep.
Well, then you're going your Matt Barkley route, I think. Or you're just doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because
it's bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's real bad. I mean, who feels good about their backup quarterback? Who?
Cleveland, because Jameis Winston seems like he's a lot of fun.
Okay.
That
who
might
else
be it. That
feels
might be it.
Good about their backup? New England, because it could be Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah,
if Drake May
does Kansas City feel good about Carson Wentz being their backup right now?
Oof, I don't know.
That's about as good as you can feel, though, isn't it? The guy that was—I mean, maybe that's just earlier Trubisky. We probably felt good about Trubisky when the Bills first signed him away from the Bears, didn't we? And now you get a couple years in after that, it's like, okay, this guy further and further away from he was the number two overall pick, further and further away from he game managed his way to a playoff berth to, okay, this guy's just probably a bad quarterback. And maybe Kansas City's just getting there with Wentz. Carolina's got Andy Dalton. There's a couple that would feel better than they do about Trubisky, right? If you ask me who are the best backups in the league right now, I'm not getting to him. After seeing him the last couple of years, he lost his job to Mason Rudolph last year in Pittsburgh. Rudolph's a backup quarterback in Tennessee.
Yep.
He was better last year with the Steelers. Do the Steelers feel better today about Justin Fields? I don't know. Maybe they don't.
I would not. I would not feel better about him or Russell Wilson.
You wouldn't trade Trubisky for Justin Fields right now?
I would do that. I would definitely trade Trubisky for Justin Fields.
You know who feels better?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Jets with Tyrod right now. So there's a couple. I don't feel good about the Bills' backup, though, in any way. There's 8 to 10 names I would take over him right now, but I can't get them. Unless, hey, Cleveland's got Tyler Huntley and Jameis Winston. Can I get one of the two for, like, nothing? Again, these are your solutions. There's not really much you can do, I think, at this point.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Joe started a fight online about Keon Coleman. We'll get to.
Did I start it?
Yeah, it's funny.
I think I chimed in after everybody else was already fighting about it.
I agree with that. I saw people coming for you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought they are mistaking. You can explain yourself here.
Sure.
I thought they're mistaking you for people you're talking about.
Yes, a little
bit. Really mad at you for you know, just asking a question. I think Keon Coleman is going to be a fight among fans for a little while. That's one thing I do expect to carry over to the regular season. Not an evaluation of him, but a fight about him. That might be real. 803-0550. He played a lot of time. And that's in part because, you know, they had injuries at receiver too with MBS. MBS looks to be okay. Tom Pelissero referred to MBS as a key piece to the Bills' passing offense when talking about how looks like he'll be okay. So we'll get into that as well. Xavier Worthy had some highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Thomas Jr. some highlights. Mm-hmm. Malik Nabers is a freak. Those are all guys in front of where the Bills picked. Well, Worthy, whatever.
Did Brian Thomas do something this week?
Yeah, he continues to look good. He continues to look good from what I'm seeing in Jacksonville. So whatever. There's plenty. 803-0550. There's a Texans announcer taking a shot at Josh Allen.
Yeah, what was that?
I know, we'll get that.
We'll play that. What? Just, I saw it. I'm like, really? We need to be doing this in the middle of a preseason game?
Yep.
Anyways.
So we'll get to all that stuff, recap the preseason game number two, and get ready for number three. It's all coming up here on WGR.
Handoff goes to Patterson, and he is wrapped up and dropped behind the line of scrimmage. And who is it again? Joe Andreessen having the night of his life.
Chris Brown on the call. Andreessen was great for the Bills. Jeremy and Joe, good morning.
Will we see an Andreessen jersey at Saturday's game against the Panthers?
Yes.
Think they move that quickly?
Yeah, I mean,
you can just get a custom one.
Yeah, right. And but wouldn't family be doing that right away?
Family would do it. If you thought to do it after Saturday's game, that might be a quick turnaround if you want it within a week.
803-0550, you get some more calls in on this. What else happened this weekend? The golf was exciting.
The golf was good.
You know, that's why you build a five-stroke lead, so you can completely fall apart and then still win.
Yeah.
Hideki Matsuyama did that. Premier League week number one is in the books.
All right. Everyone's through. Two zip for the top three teams, which is all I'm focusing on right now.
Tottenham and Leicester play today.
I don't care what Brighton did. They're top of the table, I think.
Preseason. Yeah, Brighton beat Everton 3-0.
Everton.
Great weekend. Woohoo.
Everton, one of these years, Everton actually going to get relegated?
I mean, really. They should.
Come on. It's enough already. It's time for you to get relegated.
803-0550. I'm Keon Coleman in a moment. Zoe in Buffalo. Hey, Zoe. Good morning.
Zoe, you there? There you go.
Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, good morning. We're talking about those backup quarterbacks. Chicago got a good backup quarterback. Watching him this past two preseason, even last year, that boy throw on a dime. And the other day, Friday, I was listening to Steve Tasker, and his blood pressure got raised up. A caller talking about Trubisky and talking about, oh, he's not good. And Steve Tasker, like, what do you want? You want a backup quarterback to be good? So, he's not going to play, he's there to make the starting quarterback better. But I'm like, you want to be comfortable having a backup quarterback just in case, like out of three games, you're going to at least win one. I mean, with Trubisky, he just, ever since we got rid of him when he was with us, it's like he got worse because he looked decent then. But I'm not confident at all with that guy. And I don't think he's going to make the team.
Well,
I'm waiting for some more cuts to happen after the preseason.
Thanks, though. It's the kind of thing where if Allen were to get hurt, wouldn't they make a move?
They'd sign Tannehill.
Let's look at an example last year. This isn't even unique to the Bills.
Yep.
Josh Dobbs, the Pastronaut, right?
Yes.
Josh Dobbs last season started in Arizona.
Yep.
And Minnesota lost Cousins and traded for Dobbs.
Mm-hmm.
They had a backup quarterback.
Yep.
The reality is in the NFL that the backup's quarterback job is not to be the second best quarterback you could possibly get. That's not the job.
All right. Who'd the Browns play in the playoffs?
Joe Flacco.
And when did he arrive?
December.
Week 11, week 12 is when he got to the team. Yeah, you'll make your move after.
Josh Dobbs, do you know how many games he played for Minnesota? It seemed like he was a revelation for them, right? Oh, wow, look at this. He's doing something for them. He played 5 games.
That was it?
That's it.
The first game was really good, wasn't it? Did his numbers end up looking pretty good? Like, how many games did he win in those 5?
His first game was 20 of 30 for 156 and 2 touchdowns.
And then rushing, there was a bunch?
Rushing, there was 7 for 66 and a touchdown.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's pretty good.
He ran for a touchdown in his first 3 games, and his passing touchdowns was 4 touchdowns to 1 pick. But I guess
arriving midseason.
Shouldn't we live there? If you are, as Zoe points out, like if you are less than confident in Trubisky, you would just believe that if Allen were to get hurt before the deadline and they need somebody for a month, they would know who to call. I bet they know who they would call. They might
would
call
you do
the Raiders.
It if it's only a month and you think Allen's coming back at some point?
It depends.
Or would you
what's your record? I mean, are you in trouble? Do you need to make sure you go 3-1?
That's where
Baker Mayfield got traded to the Rams and won in 2 days.
Yeah, that was part of the Dobbs story, I think, is he showed up Minnesota that week, and I don't think he started that game.
And he won?
They had another guy who got hurt in the first drive, and he won it.
It's not unusual at all in the league to go out and acquire your next quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it should help, though, right, if the guy's already ingrained in the system and is in the building, right, and knows the receivers and whatnot. Like, I would think you would want them to make that move earlier rather than later if they know, hey, if we ever have to play another guy, he's not currently on the roster. Like, what really is preventing you from doing it right now? Trubisky's contract isn't that. If you look at his contract, like, yeah, they gave him a 2-year deal, but the way his contract is set up is if you decide, they almost set it up if something like this were to happen, where like, hey guys, we're not really confident here. If you cut him, it's $750,000 this year and $750,000 next year. Whatever. There's nothing. Under $1 million bucks for a cap that's like $200 million. whatever. Like, I don't think his contract's preventing you from doing that. It's just really probably what's available is what would be preventing you from doing that. By the way, one other idea if you want it. Chris Trapasso was tweeting last week about Malik Willis, who's currently the Titans' third-string quarterback because they have Mason Rudolph. That would be your game. It would be go find the best third-string quarterback in the league that you think's better than Trubisky. And do it now. Why not?
But doing it now means you have to give up that asset.
Giving up, though? I'm giving up
it depends.
Conditional seventh, a 7-6 swap?
Wait, who is it?
What about Willis? What do I have to give up to get him?
I'm going
to
trade for Malik Willis today?
Yeah, what do I have to give up? A 6-7 swap?
He was a third-round pick. And if you're Tennessee, aren't you waiting to see if someone is a little bit more desperate? What's your motivation to move him?
But what is he? He's a third-string quarterback that they already replaced kind of by signing Rudolph. Like, is he still... But I guess part of that point is then, like, why do I care? If he's not really that valuable, why do I even want him? I'm just, another idea that might be passable that isn't Ben DiNucci would be nice to have in the building. Something that we could even look at on Saturday.
Well, Saturday's...
How about a competition of some sort?
Saturday's where you get, like, trick shot quarterbacks and stuff like that to come in.
Yeah. Yep.
Keith Wenning.
Yeah, that was a guy.
Alex Tanney.
Where's my Thad Lewis? That's what I need. I just want a guy who runs. Josh Johnson went 11-for-11 for the Ravens in the preseason last week.
Maybe
someone should have just signed him to a 10-year contract 10 years ago to be their backup quarterback forever, right?
Yep. 803-0550. Okay. Keon Coleman.
Yes.
Are we going to fight about him for a while?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to hate on him. There was an ongoing debate over the weekend of whether or not Coleman should have caught a touchdown in the Pittsburgh game where he ran a slant and Trubisky threw him a wobbly football that hit him in the hands and he would have gotten probably blown up had he caught the football by the safety. And there was a debate on whether or not he should have caught the football. I saw it because Joe Marino tweeted about it. Like, I can't even believe that this is controversial, that it would be fair to expect him to catch this football. But there was a lot of, oh, no, you can't. It's one, it's preseason. I don't want him catching that and getting blown up. And two, it's a suicide pass by Trubisky. Like, you're setting your guy up to get blown up there. But go ahead.
I mean, he would have taken a shot.
He would have taken a shot.
It's not a hospital ball.
That's kind of how I saw it.
Like, let's be real about it. It would have been a hard hit,
but it wasn't like...
Right.
He wasn't moving fast enough, and they weren't moving. It was the red zone, so no one was moving fast enough for it to be a hospital ball, I don't think. So I tweeted out that this has been getting some run. 106 replies. You know you spark something when you get 106 replies.
Yeah.
We have a growing list, it feels like, of things that you're not allowed to ask Keon Coleman to do. And I don't really feel comfortable adding to that list, catch a tough pass while getting hit hard. That feels like the thing he should be, that should be his specialty. No? Isn't part of what makes him good in the league that he'll be able to catch that football while taking a big hit in the end zone?
Yeah, which is why...
I don't want to add that to the list of things I don't want to ask him to do.
Well, I would say nothing's on the list right now, and in 3 weeks, you can start adding to the list. And if that's on the list in 3 weeks, then we have a problem. Right?
Yes. I mean, if he's not catching that in the regular season...
That's a big problem.
That's a problem.
It's worth pointing out, like, yeah, the argument was... I saw this. I didn't know this was an argument online until I saw you and Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast commenting on it. He said, I can't believe this is controversial to say he should have caught this ball.
Right.
And, of course, he should have caught it. Is it a perfect throw? No. It's not a perfect spiral. Might not be in the perfect spot. Coleman's got great hands. Mm-hmm. It's got to be okay to say that a guy should have caught a ball. And we all sit here and say Diggs should have caught the ball in the playoff game. That was a perfect throw.
Yep.
Way down the field. Much more difficult catch. But whatever. Should have caught it. Didn't catch it. You're a top receiver in the NFL. That's a drop.
Yep.
It's funny. I learned over the weekend that drops and the ball coming out because it's separated from you by the ground are different. Javon Baker in the preseason game against the Eagles on Thursday, that was not a drop by Pro Football Focus's metrics. It's not a drop.
Why again? Because
if you drop it, that's different than you don't complete the catch to Pro Football. I think it's just the definition of
So if you kind of have it and then you hit the ground and the ground jars the ball free.
That's a different kind of drop.
Okay.
Which, hey, we're fresh off the Olympics where we get a lot of degree of difficulty stuff. I guess that makes sense to nuance that a little bit more where, hey, here are my hands. It hit me in the hands and then it hits the turf. Is not quite the same as Javon Baker diving 60 yards downfield.
Right.
Ball comes out on the turf because it hit the ground. So that's just an aside out of nowhere.
Right, for comparison, okay, so what that sounds like to me is Coleman here, the ball hits him in the hands and then it bounces off his hands and hits the turf. So maybe that would count as a drop versus if he caught the ball and then got hit by the safety and the safety jarred it free, then that's not a drop.
Right. That or a different kind of drop.
Okay.
The way the Pro Football Focus does it. You don't have to do it that way.
But that's also not what happened.
No, that's right. He just did not catch the ball.
He just didn't catch the football.
And the thing of it for me, the bigger picture on Coleman with that play, they played him a lot. At first I thought, I think they really want to get him something in the preseason. They want to get him a touchdown. They want to get him a catch.
He has three end zone targets now.
Yeah.
Three end zone targets.
And let's also be honest. The only way they've gotten him the ball is on backed off soft coverage. They throw it to him real quick. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's the only way he's got the ball in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
They're not game planning. Okay, I know that. This is me telling you, I'm not worried about it. I don't think you have to care about it in the preseason. However, I think the Bills were trying to get the ball to him. I think the Bills want to get, for you and me and fans out there, or for him, or for whoever, they want to get him making a positive play in the preseason, and it doesn't have to mean anything, but he really hasn't shown at all.
Not yet. Did he play the whole half?
He played into the second half.
He played into the second half. I didn't notice that.
That's in part because MVS is hurt.
Yeah, okay.
Claypool is out, right? Like, their receiving core, all of a sudden, I've got to throw in Damir Bird and Deion Kane. Like, the receiving core.
But he was out there with Ben DiNucci.
He was out with Ben DiNucci. DiNucci did go in the first half.
Yeah, end of the second quarter.
DiNucci got a lot of time. So, right, I've got Keon Coleman trying to catch passes from Ben DiNucci. My first thought was the exact same reaction you probably just had, which is, wow, that's a long time for like a starting receiver.
Yeah.
Coleman played 100% of the snaps with the starters and then on into the second half.
Yeah.
To me, that is, we are trying to get him going. Whether that's more looks, more reps, more routes, see how he, whatever, how he's working on the things we're wanting him to work on. I don't think that's controversial at all, right? The preseason pledge says none of what happens here actually matters for the player's success.
Mm-hmm.
Drops. Jamar Chase had trouble catching the ball in his first preseason. And there's a big story how he can't catch. That's Jamar Chase.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't one of the stories that he said it's more difficult because the college ball has white stripes on it?
It was the stripes on it.
That was Jamar Chase.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not hearing me worried about it. But I think the Bills, I've said it a couple times, I'll say it again, I think the Bills want to get him going before the season begins. Because for whatever they're seeing in practice, whatever's going on, they got to groom him in the right way. And then there's the criticism of the Bills or not game planning or whatever. The end zone targets he's getting, these are not the kind of targets he will be getting in the end zone, I don't think. He's not going to be running.
No,
I don't know. I don't think so.
What is it? What's left then? Fades?
Yeah, fades, zone sitters. Like, Yeti is going to beat man coverage on a slant. Like, I don't know how often you think that's going to happen for him.
He did kind of do it.
On that one, there's off coverage and there's an opportunity.
Yeah.
It's right there. But the one at the stadium the previous week, he just did not beat the guy.
No, he didn't. No, neither one, right? Well, one of them was Jalen Johnson, right, which is very tough to do. The other one, as Joe Marino pointed out last week when he was on with us, there was no excuse why he shouldn't have won that route or why he shouldn't have gotten open. It's outside leverage for the corner. He's running an inside route every time he should get open on that play. And that maybe that is a red zone route where they would have watched that with him on film after the game and gone, you need to get open on this play. You need to do this different, or you need to make your break earlier or something, because that's a red zone target where you're hoping, I think, that he's going to have just a little bit of space, and if the catch is a little bit tough, he'll be able to pull it down, but you need that little bit of space, and he didn't have it. So, I don't know. Like, there's not much left if you start saying, you know, he can't, there's these certain red zone routes he can't run, or like, that is too tough a pass for him to catch, if you're out there on Twitter thinking that. Like, I just don't like creating this long list of things that this receiver cannot do. Because if that starts happening in the regular season, it's going to be really hard to ignore the idea that they drafted a really limited wide receiver. And I'm not ready to subscribe to that yet, that they drafted a really limited wide receiver.
803-0550. On Coleman, on backup quarterback, you can give us a call. And on Joe Andreessen as well. 803-0550, that's the phone number. Sal at 8, it is on to week 3 of the preseason here on WGR. A few more, call this like an hors d'oeuvre platter. Tyreek Hill officially challenges Noah Lyles to a 50-yard race. I'd like that to happen. I'd like to watch Tyreek Hill lose. It'd be great. I would really enjoy that. He would lose.
Me too.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, he would lose.
Someone pointed out that if the Bills were to try and find a backup quarterback because Allen gets hurt, you know who it would be?
Who?
Brady. Call Tom Brady.
Oh, my God. No.
I don't think Brady would come. And
no?
Not unless these receivers have shown out quite a bit. When Brady had a chance to leave New England, he went to a stacked roster. Would Brady come back at age, what is he, 47? Here? I don't know, maybe. And finally,
The Niners called him last year, though, and he didn't.
That's
remember
right.
That
that's
story?
His boyhood team.
And they have weapons, so I think that's probably...
So I think he might be really, really, really dumb.
Would you get mad, though, if you found out they called?
No.
Something happens to Allen, knock on wood, of course, that doesn't happen. And we find out from Florio that 3 weeks later, hey, the Bills called Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He's not coming, but they called him. Would we be mad?
No. Be fine. Speaking of people that don't think the preseason matters, Tom Brady does not think the preseason matters. He wasn't in the booth for the Fox game. No preseason for Brady in the booth. 803-0550. Sal joins us coming up at 8 o'clock. Open segment for your phone calls on what you see from the Bills. And we'll talk about these receivers, what they're going to do with backup quarterback Greg Rousseau, one of the stars of the show. And, of course, Joe Andreessen. People are mad online that we were kidding that like he might be on the team last year when the playoff game. Some people, before asking people to take a joke before 7 a.m., difficult. They're struggling today, Joe. Having a tough time. Aren't we all? Looks like it rained overnight, and it might be done.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be a washout today, but it might be done for the day. Maybe. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Preseason here on WGR. Few more, we'll call this like an hors d'oeuvre platter. Tyreek Hill officially challenges Noah Lyles to a 50-yard race. I'd like that to happen. I'd like to watch Tyreek Hill lose. It'd be great. I would really enjoy that. He would lose.
Me too.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, he would lose.
Someone pointed out that if the Bills were to try and find a backup quarterback because Allen gets hurt, you know who it would be?
Who?
Brady. Call Tom Brady.
Oh, my God. No.
I don't think Brady would come. And...
No?
Not unless these receivers have shown out quite a bit. When Brady had a chance to leave New England, he went to a stacked roster. Would Brady come back at age, what is he, 47? Here? I don't know, maybe. And finally...
The Niners called him last year, though, and he didn't.
That's
remember
right.
That story?
His boyhood team.
And they have weapons, so I think that's probably...
So I think he might be really, really, really dumb.
Would you get mad, though, if you found out they called?
No.
Something happens to Allen, knock on wood. Of course, that doesn't happen. And we find out from Florio that 3 weeks later, hey, the Bills called Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He's not coming, but they called him. Would we be mad?
No. Be fine. Speaking of people that don't think the preseason matters, Tom Brady does not think the preseason matters. He wasn't in the booth for the Fox game. No preseason for Brady in the booth. 803-0550. Sal joins us coming up at 8 o'clock. Open segment for your phone calls on what you see from the Bills, and we'll talk about these receivers, what they're going to do with backup quarterback Greg Rousseau, one of the stars of the show, and of course Joe Andreessen. People are mad online that we were kidding that like he might be on the team last year when the playoff game. Some people before asking people to take a joke before 7 a.m. difficult. They're struggling today, Joe. Having a tough time, aren't we all? Looks like it rained overnight, and it might be done.
Yep,
I thought it was going to be a washout today, but it might be done for the day. Maybe 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.